This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is John Franco, and you're listening to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN New York. Let's go Mets.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a beautiful Monday. It's May 23rd, 2022. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg. We're apart, but we're together for the next 4 hours, the other 20. That's your responsibility, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about. The Rangers with a must-win, as close to a must-win as you could get. And they won, and they played very, very well, so we'll break that down. Also, a reminder, everybody, we are giving away tickets throughout the show to tomorrow's Game 4, which looms very, very large in this best-of-seven series. Rangers win, then all of a sudden it becomes a best-of-three, and we can have some fun. So Game 4 is tomorrow. We'll break down Game 3 as we move along, but hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope everybody's having a great day.
All right.
It is beautiful. Gorgeous out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mind the hot weather, though. It was
now,
out of nowhere.
You wore it in a jacket and tie.
Well, yeah. I get that, but that's Jess has crossed the bear. But I it was out of nowhere. It caught me off guard, but I tried to enjoy it. Is that wrong?
Yeah, it was nice. It was hot.
I had a driving day yesterday, Michael.
That like you ever read about.
You ever have either of you done the DC drive a lot or no?
Not a lot, but I've done it about a half a dozen times.
I've done the drive to Baltimore, not to D.C.
But you've done Baltimore many times?
Not many, a couple. I'd rather take the train.
I understand. I had one of those days coming up 95 yesterday. To anyone out there who does this drive a lot, you'll appreciate it. At any point, there could be traffic. There was traffic, and it was the worst traffic. Like, if I had gone full Michael Douglas falling down, I would say, hey, if I'd do it again. I mean, it would have been within bounds. That's how bad the traffic was. For no reason. Bright and sunny, not a holiday, and it was a nightmare.
Sorry you went through that. Truly, it hurts me that
you
did
don't
not
care.
Have a great ending to your weekend.
6 hours. It shouldn't take 6 hours to get back.
No. Not good.
Not good at all.
Well, I'm kind of with Michael. I feel bad for you. But I don't know how it manifests itself into other than just saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't know what else I could do. It's time now for Diamond Notes.
Go ahead. Sure.
Brought to you by 2x London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. Obviously, Yankees with an awful Sunday. They got swept. We'll talk about the specifics of the sweep and if there's anything that's legitimate to worry about with the team. But they lose their first series since losing the series against the Orioles in the middle of April, so they lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. Now they have the Orioles coming in for 3 before they head to St. Pete for 4 against the Rays. And how about this? Saturday is already sold out. Sellouts don't happen in St. Pete, and Sunday is very close to a sellout and probably will be. So that should be fun, and we'll break that down as we get closer to it. But the big story that we have to certainly address is the comments that Josh Donaldson made to Tim Anderson in Saturday's game, which resulted in the benches emptying. Now, we can't say bench-clearing brawl because there wasn't a brawl. There's a lot of dancing and some shoving and some yelling, but no brawl. Nobody threw a punch. But Josh Donaldson, who is an irritant, that's who he is. He's throughout his career, he's been an irritant. He is like the burr under the saddle. Mostly to the opponents, sometimes to his own teammates. Yankees knew exactly who they were getting when they got Josh Donaldson. And, in fact, that might have been one of the reasons they got him, because they wanted that kind of irritant that would stir it up in the clubhouse, that would get in people's faces, that would say things that would annoy them. That's what they were looking for. They've had great players before who were like that. Reggie Jackson was an irritant, but he could play. But I digress. So let's go back a week when Tim Anderson was heading back to third. They tried to get him on a throw from the catcher, and Josh Donaldson put his knee down and then forcefully pushed or shoved Tim Anderson off the bag. Anderson didn't like that. that made it very contentious the entire weekend. He didn't like it, and I don't blame him, and I don't blame what Donaldson did. It's all in the, you know, the realm of playing baseball. But then on Saturday, I guess it reached a point where Tim Anderson had had enough. And this is where it gets to the point that it's interpretive. Josh Donaldson, several times, I guess, called Tim Anderson, who's a black player, Jackie. Now, when I first heard this, like Aaron Boone, I was aghast that he would say that, because that clearly has racist undertones. Then, after the game, Donaldson, to his credit, I guess, didn't say I didn't say it. He said I did say it. And I've been saying it to him for years, because in 2019, in a Sports Illustrated story, he referred to himself as the new Jackie Robinson. So I have been playing with him the whole time, calling him Jackie. Well, after all the tenseness that went on back to the weekend in Chicago, Tim Anderson had heard enough. Now, after the game, Tony La Russa opened up the racist door. And that's certainly up for debate. Now, I don't know how Tony La Russa could say it's racist. He doesn't know Josh Donaldson. I don't know if it's racist. I don't know Josh Donaldson. Here's what we do know. He was trying to irritate Tim Anderson. It worked. He was trying to make fun of Tim Anderson having the audacity to call himself Jackie Robinson, or the new Jackie Robinson. But when you hear the context of it, that he's been saying it for the last 3 years, is it really racist, or is it Josh Donaldson, guys, just being a jerk, just trying to really bother Anderson by making fun of something that Anderson called himself? Listen, as a white guy, I can't sit here and interpret it the way Tim Anderson can. I can't. I wouldn't even insult you all by doing that. But Tony La Russa can't put himself in Tim Anderson's shoes either. But Tim Anderson, after La Russa said that Donaldson had made racist comments, he did not completely say it wasn't racist. But it just became racist on Saturday when Donaldson's been doing it to him for 3 years. That's where it's up for interpretation, guys.
I can't read intent. Nobody can. I don't know Josh Donaldson to know the kind of person that he is. Maybe Tim Anderson and Tony La Russa know more than I do, probably do. On the surface, there doesn't seem to be anything other than the gamesmanship of just calling somebody from an article from before. I used the example off the air. If 3 years ago Brandon Nimmo was in a Sports Illustrated article, why do you run to first base after a walk, and he compared himself to Pete Rose, I'm sure everybody in the locker room the next day would be calling him Charlie Hustle. And it would be affectionate, and then there'd probably be people on other teams that would say it pejoratively to try to get under his skin. So was he trying to get under Tim Anderson's skin? Yeah. Did he ignore Tim saying don't go there? Yeah, because he wanted to further get under his skin and see the weakness that, hey, it is getting under his skin, I'm going to continue to do it. Now, do I know the motivation behind what Josh Donaldson said? Could a non-racist say those things and not be racist? Sure. Could a racist say those things and mean it to be racist? Sure. So I'm not Josh Donaldson. I don't know him. On the surface, guys, it seems very, very pedestrian. Doesn't seem like something that would get anybody upset. But not knowing Josh Donaldson, not knowing his motivation, it's really hard to say what his intent was.
So here's I don't disagree with anything that you guys, either of you, just said. I think there are going to be people out there we hear from today, and we look forward to it, who say Donaldson's absolutely a racist, and there are other people who are going to say he's absolutely not a racist. The truth is, neither side knows.
Right.
You just don't. You cannot know either way, because that same joke could have absolutely been made by a black player mocking him for saying he's like Jackie Robinson. Of course, though, that would then have a different connotation and a different context. And I guess that's the part where I'll really come down on Donaldson. He should have, whether it turns out that it was just a random time that Tim Anderson decided he was fed up with it or not, because you decided to play around with Jackie Robinson in any way, even if that's what you do, there can be repercussions for that. Jackie Robinson is a very serious and important figure. Whether that's his joke or not, whether it has racial intent or it's just a goof, you have to deal with the ramifications of the words you used. And he played around with Jackie Robinson. Someone called him out for it. And the only thing I would have said was I would have liked a more unequivocal, just be apologetic. Just say, you know what, I was trying to get his goat, and I did this thing mocking Jackie. I shouldn't even do that. That was my bad. I'm sorry to Tim. I'm sorry to everyone. That's my bad. People just have a really hard time doing that. And I think in this case, that's what he should have done. But the truth is, guys, the other piece I took away from this weekend is that if you listen to everything everyone had to say, and you guys obviously already knew this because you know more about Josh Donaldson than me, he's not a loved guy. People do not trust him. Like, there's a certain thing, too, that words are related to the person who used those words. And it doesn't seem that Josh Donaldson's reputation affords him the benefit of the doubt in any of the White Sox eyes.
And there's also nuance. Like, you know, Peter and I are really good friends. So when I call him Vape Ape, he's not going to get mad at me because he vaped a lot and he has hairy arms.
Thank you.
But if I do it to someone who I'm not friends with, then it's not going to be interpreted the same way. And I think that Liam Hendricks, who used to be teammates with Josh Donaldson and obviously doesn't like him and is now the closer for the White Sox, he said, it's playful if they're friends. They're not friends. They are not friends. So that's why I don't think it was playful. I think there was a purpose for Donaldson. I don't have any idea whether it was racist, but I will tell you this. He was doing it to get under Tim Anderson's skin. Now, the White Sox used it as a rallying point. And they almost came back and won on Saturday. And then they swept the Yankees yesterday after sleepwalking through the previous five games that they had played. Sleepwalking. And then they woke up and they won two games yesterday. Cause and effect? Effect and cause? I have no idea. Now, again, three white guys on a show, which is right. The new title of the show. I mean, who are we to be talking about this? But our colleague, Bart Scott, he and Alan Hahn do the show right before ours. Here's what Bart said about the Donaldson situation.
I think this is a little bit to do out of nothing, and I'm surprised that Tony La Russa would take the bait. I mean, listen, if you call yourself Jackie Robinson, I think that's disrespectful to Jackie Robinson. I'm the new Jackie Robinson. No. Sometimes you got to let a legend like that just live. If Shohei Ohtani came out and said, I'm the new Babe Ruth, people be looking at, whoa, 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 whoa. You're a good player. You don't call yourself Babe Ruth. And then you damn sure don't call yourself Jackie Robinson if, you know, you're talking about what Jackie Robinson went through to integrate baseball, all he's meant for the civil rights movement. You don't just come out here and just casually say, oh, I'm the new Jackie Robinson. And there's so many other players he could have used that didn't have, like, the historical impact on things that's bigger than baseball. You could say, I'm a new Ken Griffey. He's fishing. If you call yourself that, of course, as a competitor, I'm going to use that against you, especially if you're losing. I'm like, yeah, way to go, Jackie. Yeah, Jackie would have did better than that, son. Yeah, you wish you were
so
Jackie Robinson.
So you don't
Robinson.
Have a problem with Josh
Hell
Robinson,
no.
A white
no.
guy saying.
No, because you called yourself Jackie Robinson. You know what I'm saying? When I said can't wait, guess what? Every time I played, I missed a tackle. Oh, can't wait, can't tackle. Yo, whatever you say, that's what you got to live with. Now, you compare yourself to a great player. If you don't play great, I'm saying, oh, way to go, Jackie. You're damn right. At the end of the day, it's mind games. You're getting into the opponent's head. And obviously, Tim Anderson got upset. He got mad. It doesn't mean it has to be racial. It could just mean, it could mean I don't mess with you and I'm trying to get in your head because you acting like you're the man and you just choke.
I thought that was a great take by Bart. And I think that if Tim, and by the way, I've had interactions with Tim Anderson. I like him a lot.
We had him on. We've
had him on the air.
Yeah.
He's a really, really great player. But if he had compared himself to Willie Mays, and then Josh Donaldson kept calling him Willie, nobody would say he's a racist. But Jackie Robinson's name is sacrosanct because he's one of the most important Americans in the history of this country. So you have to use that judiciously. And if you didn't have the chance, everybody, go back and listen to the way Aaron Boone handled this yesterday. I thought it was pitch perfect. He said that when he first heard it, he was aghast. When he got the context of it, he understood it more, but he also said Josh should not have done it. He was very forthright. Now, Aaron Boone's also a guy. He's raising two black sons. So he knows the heaviness of those words. So, listen, I think Peter and Don have said it best. We can't get inside the soul of Josh Donaldson. I just know that as a guy who has a history of being an irritant, that's exactly what he was trying to be. Now, whether or not he was trying to be a racist, I can't be so bold as to go there. But if Tim Anderson thought so, I can't put myself in Tim Anderson's shoes. But I will tell you there's an offshoot of this as well. How it affected the White Sox is one thing. You damn well better make sure, and Aaron Boone really went to it yesterday before the two games, you better make sure that everybody in that clubhouse, the other 25 guys, are on board that Josh Donaldson did not have racist tendencies. Because they got a good thing going on here in the Bronx, and they don't need one guy to upset the apple cart where some of the black players on the team might think, what's this guy about? That's what they don't need. So that's something that we're going to keep a close eye on. Now, whether or not he's trying to be racist to Tim Anderson, listen, everybody's going to have their own opinion, and I can't shoot it down because I don't know Josh well enough. I've had interactions with him so far. They've been pleasant. He's kind of funny. You could see how he could bother people, and he's bothered people on his own teams. But mostly he bothers the opposing team. And there was one thing with the White Sox that dates back to last year. I told this story on the air. I don't know if you guys have heard it. Lucas Giolito, right after they banned sticky stuff, right? Donaldson hit a home run. And as he's rounding third base, he shouts to Giolito, not so easy without that stuff, right? Well, after the game, Giolito took exception to it and said that's gutless for him to say something like that. He wouldn't have the nerve to say it to my face. Don and Peter, you know what he did? He sought out Giolito in the parking lot and said it to his face. He said, here, I'm saying it to your face. You got a problem? Giolito didn't do anything. You don't think that bothered the White Sox? So, Josh Donaldson is public enemy number one to the Chicago White Sox because what he did was he embarrassed and called out one of their best pitchers. Listen, nobody is going to get Josh Donaldson to be afraid. If you've read the history of his upbringing and what he's gone through, how he watched his father beat up his mother and his father spent most of his adult life in jail and his mother raised him herself, I don't think he's going to be afraid of anybody. And when Yasmani Grandal got in his face, he didn't back down. He stood right there. Didn't throw a punch, but he stood right there. So if they were looking to intimidate him, I don't think they did that. But I think this is bigger than that. We all have to decide for ourselves, what was the intent? And really, Don and Peter, how do we know what the intent was?
And the only way you can even navigate through that is that you have to kind of know Josh. And you would think that these people know him better than we do. Just put yourself in everyday life. If there is somebody that said something that you know for a fact it's a good guy and not a racist, you'll take it differently than somebody that maybe you question whether he's a racist or not. So I don't know Josh well enough. Everything that we're looking at seems like it was pretty pedestrian, that it was just that's the gamesmanship. The things that are said, Michael, there is a reason why. It's a penalty now for saying racist things in the NFL during the course of play. You know why? Because things were being said. Like, you will say and do anything to get under somebody's skin. Obviously, there's a line that clearly is crossed, but unfortunately, there are nuanced situations like this where you don't necessarily know where the line is. Is it possible that Josh didn't think he crossed the line? Sure. Is it possible that he knew exactly what he was doing? Yes. So how are we supposed to decide? See, how do you get in somebody's mind?
That's exactly, guys, why I fall back on we don't know, and that's why, given the seriousness of Jackie Robinson's importance, if I'm Donaldson, I just unequivocally say sorry. And people are saying he did apologize, and he did. We'll play the audio. He sort of apologized, but he did Michael's least favorite apology. If I offended you, I'm sorry. He did one of those at the end of, after a minute and a half explanation, he did a, I'm just saying, unequivocally, we know this. He wasn't trying to be nice. He wasn't using Jackie Robinson's name in a nice way. He was using Jackie Robinson's name to get under Tim Anderson's skin. So does that make him a racist? No, absolutely not. However, to me, it's still, you might as well, the right thing to do, and to Michael's point, the right thing to do for your teammates and your locker room, I would unequivocally apologize for it.
Now here's the thing with the apology, and to kind of defend Josh a little bit, is that what are you apologizing for? Because if he didn't mean it, like if you just straightforward and say, listen, I shouldn't have done that, I apologize, it kind of leaves the thing, hey, I was racist for a second, I apologize for that. But maybe that's not what he's apologizing for.
No, but you could just apologize, though, for literally for playing around with the name Jackie. Well, I apologize for that.
But this is where it got into, and of course it's all up for definition of how you feel about inside joke. That seems to be a nickname that Tim got a few years ago for, as Bart Scott said, you know, the audacity of comparing himself to Jackie Robinson.
Well, but that, and that's where I found Josh's comments to be not completely in earnest. I when he was doing the whole it's like an inside joke thing, they're not friends. So
no.
he was shaping it in a way, though. If you we'll play it. But he was shaping it, I thought, to make it sound like that's a little goof we have. And that's not what it is.
Are we being Captain Literal Man when we talk about inside joke? Like, you only have to know somebody. Inside joke just might be, hey, that's what everybody kind of calls him.
But that's not an inside joke.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's
an insult. That's just an insult that people hurl at someone. That's not an inside joke.
I don't think
joke.
Everybody calls him that, Don.
No, I don't think everybody does. But I think the point is that just something that is... All right, inside in the sense that it's, hey, it's what people kind of call him, maybe even behind his back, because how do you go there? How do you compare yourself to Jackie Robinson? In the same way that Bart Scott was saying that can't wait kind of was something that was over his head the whole time, that Josh never took the consideration of Jackie and everything. It was just something that was kind of getting bantied around, and he obviously must have misused it or was something that he should not have said. But did it come from a racial place? Or to just come, well, he's heard him called that before, knows it bothers Tim, so he's going to use it because he wants to get under his skin. Never for a moment considering the ramifications of it. That's possible, too. Or it's possible, like, I know exactly what I'm doing. Again, we circle back to not knowing Josh to know where he was coming from.
Let's play that audio, though, of Josh, because that gives you the context for kind of the way he was describing it. Do you have that, Michael?
Yeah, here it is. He was asked what happened with Tim Anderson.
All right, so first inning, I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's a new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner. They're just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson, you know. So, you know, if something has changed from that, like my meaning of that is not at any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we've played, there's been multiple times where I've tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Like today, just trying to defuse it. Like, hey, like make light. Like, hey, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful. And look, if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner. And, you know, that's really, that's what happened.
All right, so let's listen to Tim Anderson.
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? You know, I don't play like that. You know, I don't really play at all. You know, I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today, but, you know, he made a comment, and, you know, it was disrespectful, and I don't think it was called for, as an essay.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third?
Yeah, but that happened in the first time he got on, you know, and I spared him that time, and it happened again, and, you know, it was just, you know, just uncalled for, you know, it's not, you know, I got time to, you know, be playing like that.
How did you manage to contain yourself based on that kind of comment?
You know, I don't know, to be honest. You know, I don't know, to be honest. You know, it was very disrespectful, you know. You don't want to play like that.
You call it disrespectful. Tony just said it was racist. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Same along that same line, yeah.
Can you say what he said?
You said what?
Can you say what he said?
I just said it.
What I would ask Tim Anderson if he was in front of me, has he called you this for 3 years and all of a sudden you got upset? I think that he got upset because of what went down in Chicago. He's just annoyed with Donaldson and had enough. And Donaldson is trying to get under his skin. But if there is, in fact, proof, right, that he's been called that for 3 years, why did it all of a sudden reach a boiling point on Saturday?
But you see, it's a he said situation now. Because according to Donaldson, it's something he has done before and Tim laughed at it. But what I would ask then is, well, if he had laughed at it before, then why are you using it to get under his skin? if he laughed at it the last time, then it's just some kind of a kidding around. So I don't know if you're trying to say it to get under his skin or not. But if it really happened the way Josh said, where it was kind of a humorous thing and it was an inside joke between them and he laughed about it, then why would it be used to get under his skin, you know, the next year?
Now, one thing about the laughing, though, Don, that I think we should consider, I think a lot of people laugh at jokes because they don't want the confrontation. And they hope it goes away. And Josh didn't have it go away. He kept doing it.
Listen, you guys could hear, I don't know what you guys heard. When I heard Josh Donaldson speak, I heard a guy who was very nervous because he realized that one of his regular kind of things that he does put him in real hot water because people are accusing him of being a racist. That's what I heard. I heard a very nervous voice because he had done his regular BS that he does to get under the skin of players. And in this case, they're going, hey, dude, you got to say something. People think you're racist. And he sounded a little nervous because of that, understandably. When he then tried to explain it, though, by making it sound like it's this friendly thing, I'm sorry, guys, that's just disingenuous. Even if Tim Anderson had, to Michael, to your point, you just said it, even if he had chuckled at it before, well, guess what? Their relationship has changed since then. It doesn't feel the same anymore.
Yeah, they're not buds.
They're not buds.
Yeah, there's always, when things don't make sense, guys, there's always puzzle pieces that are missing. So yeah. Josh is telling you, hey, there was a time he laughed at it. Maybe we're missing a piece that between now and then something happened where you know that it's not funny anymore. So it's easy to go back and say, yeah, I said it to him 2 years ago and he laughed at it. So I don't know what the problem is. Well, maybe the problem is something happened between the first time he laughed at it now, which you should have clearly read between the lines and said, this is not someplace I need to go anymore. And listen, guys, a lot's changed since 2019, right? I mean, like, so sometimes the nuance is all right, what was funny and playful 2 years ago might not be funny and playful anymore. And so were you missing the signals? You certainly picked up on the signal of him laughing at it and think it was okay. Is it possible you missed the signal of a ways back where, all right, this is no longer okay?
Now, what's interesting, too, is Major League Baseball is investigating. Well, really? Well, how are you going to do that?
Well,
you're going to probe the mind? You're going to have a lobotomy on Donaldson? How are they going to know what Donaldson's intent was?
If I were investigating, first of all, I'd find out, all right, who's telling the truth? Was there a time where Tim didn't have a problem with this? Or was there a time that he laughed at it? Just try to find out if anything the other side is saying is true or not. Because if Tim says, I never laughed at that, I've been aggravated from the beginning. Well, now there's a mistruth out there, and yeah, you got to investigate that further. I don't know if you can find anything concrete, Michael, to suspend anybody or come to any kind of clairvoyancy on this, but I do think that you could ask questions. All right, let's find out the history of this. And let's get to the bottom of exactly what went down, and at least try to anyway.
All right, let's hear from you. That's most important. You heard from us, and you heard from the people involved. Those are Diamond Notes, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 6 area locations. I'd give you the number, but the lines are jammed. We will get to everyone. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's some Dave Maloney steppage on Sam Rosen yesterday.
Teravainen to D'Angelo to Teravainen. It's taken away by Mott. He's backhands it to the empty net. He scores!
Yes!
He scores!
Oh, Sam couldn't have been thrilled.
That's not steppage. That's replaceage.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
he became him. But that was like the song "To Become One" like by the Spice Girls. That was.
Whew. But again, there's context, okay? Because I don't know if we've got the Kreider miss, Anthony, but moments before Kreider missed an open empty net that would have finished it off.
Not so good.
That made the Mott that more crazy, because here's Kreider, who scored 52 goals during the regular season, misses a wide open empty net, and then Mott, you know, scores his first playoff goal, you know, 150 feet away on a backhand that he nailed dead center. So listen to the Kreider miss.
Trouba sends it around the boards. Interesting. Lindgren and Trouba on for the Rangers here. Played back, intercepted by Kreider, couldn't clear Zibanejad. There's it out. Played across by Kopp to Kreider. He hit the outside of the net. He missed the empty net. It hit outside.
You know one thing that I feel good about, Don?
Oh, my God.
Dave does not have long COVID.
No.
He's good.
He's feeling
he's back.
Frisky as ever.
He is back, baby. And
better than ever.
But the reason why the fans don't mind it is Anthony, our board op, who's a diehard Ranger fan, doesn't have much of a voice today because he screamed louder than Dave did. When so the fans appreciate it because Dave was playing to the room and really accentuating without visuals because it's radio just how excruciating that miss was. Now, you can laugh about it now because they won the game 3-1, but had Carolina tied it? Oh, dear God.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got some Ranger tickets to give away, so stay right here. Stay right here. Fred in the Bronx. Freddie.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm good. Number one, I am astounded by the resume of near misses of Brandi Scott. You guys are going to obviously lose her soon because she's going to connect on one of these things.
You're so right, Fred. So lucky to have her.
So far, we're good.
Number two, long time coming. I must comment on one of the greatest moments in the history of reality TV. Anyone who has never seen the clip of you eating the Whopper must go see it.
No,
it's something.
One of the great acting jobs
in the history of the medium.
Yeah,
Don, you just told me I'm always straight with people, and you're saying that I was acting through that. I've never had a Whopper since.
No, well, I'm not saying you liked it, but you weren't getting a Whopper. Never
gagging.
Makes anybody
the
gag, Fred. Right? Isn't a Whopper wonderful? Fred, isn't a Whopper wonderful? Yeah. If there was a Whopper in front of you right now, what kind of mood would you be in? A tremendous
mood. My God. I'd be a happy boy. the Met fans, the subset of miscreants who are going insane, they're not protecting their announcers. They're protecting two players who won the last World Series they ever won over 34 years ago. That's the thing.
But don't you think they're also protecting Gary, Fred?
By association, a little more. Plus, he's been there 34 years, like
you
said. Yeah,
and also, you know. Fred, he is an unabashed Met fan. Now, I think he does a very professional job, but he makes no bones about the fact that he grew up a Met fan and still can be a Met fan because that's his gig. Outside of doing some Seton Hall games during the offseason, he is the Met announcer. If Gary had to do a show and then kind of denounce himself as a fan and say, I'm rooting for me, it might be a different story, but Gary can be the Met guy because he is the Met guy.
Because he's not on ESPN. He's on the Mets station.
Right.
Yes. And finally, the only thing Donaldson did wrong was apologize. I'll leave you guys to discuss that. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Well I'd like to discuss that with you. But
I think he had to apologize.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, why is there ever anything wrong with apologizing? I don't ever respect that mentality. Like,
apologizing is hard.
I know. And sometimes it's really useful. I mean,
I think it was hard for him because Peter alluded to this as well. You feel uncomfortable because you're being accused of being a racist. So you don't want the apology to admit that was the angle when it wasn't the angle. So you got to be careful with the apology, right? That's why I usually don't like if I offended you as an apology, but you almost have to do it in this case because if you just straight out apologize, wouldn't that be in some circles an admittance that you were being racist?
All right, so let me hit you with this. John Heyman of the New York Post just reporting that Josh Donaldson has received a one-game suspension and a fine. He has chosen to appeal. So what I would ask Major League Baseball, what's the one-game suspension for? So you're going to suspend everybody who's riding somebody from the bench and bench jockeying?
But
so you're saying that it was racist. So you've gotten inside his brain, and you're saying it's racist. Now,
but
I'm not defending Josh Donaldson here, but really, on what basis are you suspending him?
For inciting a riot, I guess.
Oh, come on. This happens in sports all the time. Did they suspend Kevin Garnett for saying Honey Nut Cheerios to Carmelo Anthony?
No, but that was a different subject and a different time. But I think in baseball, Michael, if you do something that gets the benches to clear, don't they automatically give you a game?
No, he didn't do anything. First of all, he didn't think he did anything to get the benches to clear. He didn't say a word to Yasmani Grandal. That's when the benches cleared. Yasmani Grandal brought up something that he had said to Tim Anderson. I mean, when you become thought police like that in any walk of life, it's a pretty dangerous thing to navigate.
Hey, I fundamentally agree with you, but to defend Major League Baseball, okay, there was an incident that was revolving around something Josh Donaldson said and something that he apologized for after the game. So I don't know if they're reading intent or getting inside somebody's mind, but they're saying something was said, the player apologized for it, and it led to not a brawl, but a bench-clearing incident. Is it that crazy to give him a game?
So then I would think that 100 years ago, Ty Cobb would have been suspended every single day.
Right, and probably rightly so. Well, but at that time...
wasn't he a horrible, horrible human
horrible being? Person.
Horrible human being. But that's what I'm saying is that we evolve. So right now, we are in a situation where we're in mid-evolvement, where we're breaking some eggs trying to figure out where's the line now. The line keeps moving, and rightly so. The more we evolve, right, Peter, the more the line's going to move. What was tolerated 10 years ago is not going to be tolerated now, not going to be tolerated 10 years from now. But in the meantime, there's going to be, for lack of a better word, steppage over the line where you're going to have moments
but
like this.
Let me just put it out there. We all three of us agreed. We have no idea whether this was racist-based. And just looking at the history of the guy, we thought it was irritant-based. So Major League Baseball is saying this is racist-based.
No.
Yes, they are.
What?
I don't think so.
Because why would you suspend a guy for calling a guy Jackie?
Because it irritated him. It caused a bench-clearing incident in which he felt like he needed to apologize
so
after.
The Yankees today are screaming, right, at Jordan Lyles. Pitcher, you're a belly itcher. And he gets really, really mad and starts a fight. They're going to suspend the people who said, pitcher, you're a belly itcher?
No, because I don't think anybody on the Yankees would ever apologize for saying that.
But he apologized if Tim Anderson was bothered. He didn't apologize because he said it was a racist thing. I don't blame the guy for appealing. You're saying there's no way if this didn't have racial undertones because of the use of Jackie's name that this guy would be suspended. There's no way.
That's the leap that I take exception to, is that I don't think they're saying he was racist. They said they're going to investigate it further. Did they investigate it and find out that it was racist? No, they're still going to investigate it, so they haven't come to any conclusions.
Okay, so is Yasmani Grandal, is he suspended? He started it.
I don't know. We might hear something. There might be discipline for him. I don't agree with it, Michael. I don't agree with the suspension, but I don't agree that baseball suspended him because they think it was racist.
Is it possibly also just reputation-based?
So they're suspending people for being irritants now?
No, meaning...
So then Patrick Beverly would never play another NBA game.
Well, listen, Patrick Beverly does get in trouble. He ends up getting his share of techs, and when those add up, you get a suspension. I mean, I don't know. But I don't think it necessarily means they're saying it's racist. I see why you're jumping to that, but I don't think it says that.
Jesse Rogers of ESPN just tweeted out, the league statement said that Donaldson's comment directed toward Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment. Well, it's definitely in poor judgment. I would agree with that, but we're suspending people now for poor judgment? Again, if this had no racial undertones, he would not be suspended for being disrespectful. Players are disrespectful to other players all the time.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, though. Baseball has a bit of a race problem. They have an
But again, so race is coming into it.
Well, if you are correct, it would make sense that they're being hypersensitive about one of the most well-known and established African-American players. And that African-American is an important distinction here because there are a lot of Afro-Latino players. But there are not many African-American players anymore, under 8%. So, I mean, it is they're going to be very antsy about this because that's not a conversation they really feel like having.
Peter, do you know that Kevin Garnett, one of the great trash talkers of all time, he said to Tim Duncan, Happy Mother's Day, knowing that Duncan's mother had died. Is that worse than what Donaldson said?
No, that's suspension worthy.
Honestly. He wasn't suspended.
But if it incited a bench-clearing brawl, maybe.
I'm telling you, this opens up a can of worms like you would not believe. Every player's going to say he's disrespected because the guy said, well, you have a bad arm.
But I think the racial aspect of this, like Peter said it very well earlier, it may not be racist, but it's inappropriate. So could it be, hey, we're not saying that Josh Donaldson's a racist, and we're not saying what he said was racist, but it was inappropriate enough and incited a bench-clearing incident that maybe it's worth the game. And then we're going to investigate further to see if there's anything more detailed that we have to address. So it's not, you know, pitcher belly itcher. It's not, you know, your mama. You know, it's this is an area, Peter's right, this is an area that's very sensitive. And that's where Josh is wrong. Err on the side of don't do it. If for even a split second you feel like it's something that could be interpreted as being racist, don't go there. And
now,
he went there.
Bob Nightingale on MLB statement. Bob Nightingale covers baseball for USA Today. There's no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed toward Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline.
So if the benches didn't clear, I guess everything's fine. Or am I misreading the statement? It said leading to a bench-clearing incident.
It's a great point, Don. I wonder. So, but why did the bench clear? Because Yasmani Grandal started jawing with him at home plate.
But I like the nuance of this for Major League Baseball. It's not just the X's and O's of Grandal's response. It was, let's get to the essence of why there was friction to begin with. And it was because of what Josh said. They deemed it to be insensitive. Not necessarily racist, but insensitive, led to an uncomfortable incident in which the benches were cleared. Let's give him a game. That's not taking the leap to say we're suspending him a game because of his racist comments.
Let's do happier things right now. Ranger fans, listen up. We're giving you a chance to be a game four tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. All you have to do is be caller number four, because it's game four, right? You get that, right, Don?
Oh, sure.
Right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you could be there to see your blue shirts in action. We'll have another chance to win coming up in the 5 p.m. hour, so keep it locked in. The Rangers are in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and MSG Networks has you covered. Watch pre- and post-game coverage with highlights, analysis, and exclusive team access before and after every playoff game. We will come back. Hopefully we'll have a winner by then. We'll take more phone calls. We'll talk about the suspension of Donaldson and the Rangers' big win in Game 3. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Major League Baseball has decided to suspend Josh Donaldson for one game and also fine him. And Josh Donaldson is, in fact, appealing that. Allison Chains and Breaking Benjamin are coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, October 7th. Be listening in the 5 p.m. hour today for your chance to win a pair of tickets. It's all from Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Let's go to Larry in the Port Authority. Larry.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good. What's up?
I think on the Donaldson case and And Tim Anderson, I believe, you know, as a black man at 58, been dealing with racism most of my life. That was not a racist comment.
Why do you think
playing
that?
Because he just said Jackie. And like y'all said, y'all touched on everything. It's really nothing else. Nobody really know the facts and the details behind them. And the only one I would blame is Tony La Russa for saying that's a racist comment. Tim Anderson never been through no racism. He only seen it on TV. He don't understand.
Larry, we don't know if Tim Anderson's ever been through racism. I mean, we have no idea about that.
But I'm just saying that. How are you going to just take that and just say, he didn't even say it was racist. He said it was disrespectful. Tony La Russa said it was racist. And he never spoke about racism ever. But now on this particular case, he wanted to define this as racist.
Well, Larry, I think that's a good point. I think Tony La Russa inflamed it. Because the whole explanation that Tim Anderson said that we played earlier, he was saying it was disrespectful. And then only when they said, well, Tony La Russa called it racist, he said, oh, yeah, that too. He had never said it was racist. Tony La Russa opened that door for everybody to storm through. Now, maybe Tony La Russa didn't know the context. Maybe Tony La Russa didn't know that for 3 years he's been calling him Jackie.
Again, though, I don't think that part helps, because it could have been racist for 3 years. I mean, I'm not saying that it was, but I don't know that the fact that it happened for a long time. If someone mocks us about something, right? You Michael could call me the vape ape for 2 years, and if after 2.5 years I'm in a different place in my life and that's something I don't feel good about anymore, I'm allowed to be offended by it then.
Yeah, but all right. So let's. I guess this is where the conversation goes. Clearly, there was disrespect. And clearly, Tim Anderson was offended. Does that make it racist? Can a white man disrespect a black man, it be inappropriate, but not racist?
Of course.
And could Josh Donaldson have done something wrong, but his intent was not to be racist? So
for
that's
sure.
where. So, but La Russa takes the leap. Now it's out there, and that's all it ends up becoming. So nobody is saying Josh Donaldson was not disrespectful. But does because it was a white and a black issue, does it automatically have to jump to that? Can a white man be disrespectful of a black man and have nothing to do with race? I mean, it's a question more than a statement. Like, I guess that's the atmosphere we live in. Is it automatic? Or is it, hey, there's the nuance of he wasn't being racist, but boy, was he being disrespectful. I don't know.
Let's go to Edgar in Colorado. Edgar.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Nice to call in.
Okay, I just want to make a correction. That call you thought that was really outstanding. First of all, Machado did not throw the bat at Donaldson because Donaldson was a jerk. In prior innings, when Donaldson was Oakland, tagged him out. Machado got upset because he tagged him hard, which he didn't. And he said the bat slipped out of his hand. So, you know, this piling on Donaldson, I don't exactly agree with it. There are a lot of players that are like that, whatever it is. One thing I want to say, I listened to Stephen A. Smith today, Bart Scott. One thing that a lot of people I think should practice in saying, not everything or everyone is racist. And Michael, you're exactly on the ball. This opens up a can of worms.
Yeah, but now, hold on. We can't remove the responsibility. I hear you. And you're right. Not everything is racist. But you cannot remove context. A white irritant player referencing Jackie Robinson, even if it's something like, for example, to the caller, if he had called Tim Anderson some random nasty word unrelated to anything, you're a jack wagon, you're a nozzle, and then Tim Anderson comes out and goes, he's racist. Well, that would really seem unfair. But Josh Donaldson was the one who used the judgment to bring up the Jackie thing. You can't act as if race didn't play into it at all. Race is inherently loaded into something about a black ball player and Jackie Robinson. I'm sorry. It's loaded in there.
Well, that's the way you see it. I don't agree. Peter, throughout this whole, I've been holding on for an hour and a half, you're leaning toward Donaldson being sort of racist.
No, no. I've never said I think he's racist. I don't know that.
Yes, you are. You're kind of leaning on it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm saying I'm listening to the evidence.
Let me explain.
I'm not saying he's racist, though.
Well, let me explain why I said that. You're like, he should apologize. He did apologize. He said, if he was offended, then I apologize.
If he had apologized the way I'm saying he should have, I guarantee you he wouldn't have been suspended.
Well, who are you to tell him how you should apologize? He apologized the way he did.
Okay, well, don't listen to me. Listen to Major League Baseball, who suspended you. But I'm saying, had he come out yesterday...
Michael doesn't agree that it's the right move. Neither do I. Neither does another black person that called in. It wasn't racist.
Oh, well, if the three of you... Well, listen, if the three of you agree on it, then I guess the subject's over. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good stuff.
Well, I mean, you're going to be a big baby.
I'm not being a baby. You're just not winning any points by telling me that you, Michael, and the gentleman who called don't think it's racist. That's you guys. That's great. I actually don't think it's racist either. I actually don't think it's racist either. What I'm explaining is, had he unequivocally apologized for playing around with Jackie Robinson's name, and I would have, if I'm the Yankees, made a statement about it too, I think this could have been put to bed. I'm not saying that makes Josh Donaldson a racist. I'm saying they should have nipped it in the bud immediately.
All right, we'll take a brief timeout. A lot of stuff to unpack here. Major League Baseball has suspended Donaldson for one game. Donaldson's also on the COVID IL, so a lot of things happening with the Yankees. We'll break it all down. A lot of stuff to do. Remember, everybody, at 6 o'clock, Yes is going to have their batting practice show. So if you want to consume the final hour of the show, including Ray Rowe, get to a radio, 98.7. So there you have it. We're all set up. We'll give away more Ranger tickets as we move along for Game 4 tomorrow at the Garden. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Michael K. Show.
Josh Donaldson has received a one-game suspension and a fine. He has chosen to appeal.
I think the racial aspect of this, like Peter said it very well earlier, it may not be racist, but it's inappropriate. So could it be, hey, we're not saying that Josh Donaldson's a racist, and we're not saying what he said was racist, but it was inappropriate enough and incited a bench-clearing incident that maybe it's worth the game. And then we're going to investigate further to see if there's anything more detailed that we have to address. Peter's right. This is an area that's very sensitive. And that's where Josh is wrong. Err on the side of don't do it. If for even a split second you feel like it's something that could be interpreted as being racist, don't go there.
The Michael K. Show.
I don't think it necessarily means they're saying it's racist.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. So the Rangers win last night. Yankees get swept in a doubleheader. The Mets win again in Colorado. By the way, that's undersold that they held Colorado to nothing.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing in the second game, the first game of the doubleheader, because that just doesn't happen in Colorado to that Rocky team where they're held to under two runs down. It was amazing what the Mets did. So that's another good series for them, another series win.
I keep thinking about something. This is years ago. Alan Hahn and I did a show together, and the Islanders were trying to make the playoffs, right? And so it's like every day, just get a point, you know. Don't lose, get a point. Get 2 points when you can, and just keep swimming. The old Finding Nemo line, you know, just keep swimming. And that's all I'm asking the Mets to do here while they try to figure out this rotation, to just keep swimming. They took 2 out of 3 from Colorado, right? That's good. That's, you know, that's a team that's off to a pretty decent start. You know, road, start of a road trip, and that's all you do is just try to keep taking 2 out of 3. That's how they got where they are. They've only lost one series all year. So just keep doing that. Just find a way to keep, win games until this straightens itself out. And every series you win is a series closer to getting Scherzer back, getting DeGrom back, and then it's on. And listen, the Braves now are starting to look like the team that's going to be their bugaboo here. Although Philadelphia had a huge win the other day against the Dodgers, but still, I think it's the Braves that are eventually going to find themselves. But still, you've got, you know, a nice 7.5 game lead. Take advantage of it.
It's time for Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. So the Mets start their series against the Giants tonight at 9:45, and the Yankees will start a three-game series against the Orioles, and that will be a 7 o'clock start. Coverage on Yes starts at 6, first pitch right around 7:05. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple-blended, triple-distilled, and triple-cask-matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's Game Time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Okay, let's go around the bases, brought to you by Nissan. And we go around the bases with the Josh Donaldson situation. We covered it at the beginning, and we'll try to give you the quick bullet points of this. I think everybody agrees that it was an unfortunate use of a name that should be sacrosanct in this country. Jackie Robinson, what he went through makes him one of the great Americans, not just one of the great people in sports. So that gets out of the way. Now the interpretation is, why did Donaldson call Anderson, who he had a run in Chicago because of a rough tag at third? Why would he continue to call him Jackie? He said he's done that since 2019, when Anderson was quoted in an SI story saying he's the next Jackie Robinson. So he said he's just having fun with Anderson. Now, I personally think that Josh Donaldson is trying to get under Anderson's skin, trying to annoy him, trying to insult him. I don't know whether it's racist. My inclination would be that it wasn't, because I just think that I think he's an equal opportunity aggravator, if that makes sense. You know, I told the story earlier about what he did with Lucas Giolito, who was a white pitcher. So he hit a home run off of Giolito after the sticky stuff was outlawed. He's running around third, and he said to Giolito, not so easy without the sticky stuff. Well, after the game, Giolito said it was gutless. Why wouldn't he say it to my face? That's not the right thing to say. He would never say that to my face. Well, Josh Donaldson, the next day, sought out Giolito in the parking lot of the stadium and said, I'm saying it to your face. It's gutless. The only reason you were good, and I'm paraphrasing now, is because of the sticky stuff, and Giolito didn't do anything. Josh Donaldson doesn't get scared by people. That's not the way he is. The thing he's gone through in his life, the ugly upbringing where he had to watch his father beat up his mother constantly, then his father go to jail. For most of the youth of Donaldson, it was not a great upbringing. I'm just saying that this is not a guy that you're going to scare. I think the guy itches to just get into people's faces. So after the game, La Russa said that the bench is cleared because the team was upset because he said racist things to Tim Anderson. Now that's where we draw the line. Was it racist or not? Until you tell me you're able to get into Josh Donaldson's head and in his heart and in his soul, do we really know if he was racist or not? Now, I don't know if you could rule it out,
no,
but you can't rule it in, because there's no proof that it definitely was racist. Now, the other problem that the Yankees have to deal with, things are going pretty well here in the Bronx. The last thing you need is a player out of the 26 that's going to insult some of the black players in your room. Do they feel it's okay? That was a brilliant move before the doubleheader yesterday. Boone brought Donaldson into the office and brought some of the players, the leaders of the team, into the office and had Donaldson explain himself. Now, if all is good, then all is good. But if some of those guys left that room scratching their head and wondering, then you got a problem. But now Major League Baseball comes in after doing, quote-unquote, an investigation, and they're going to suspend Donaldson for a game and fine him. And Donaldson, who has said that it wasn't racist, it was just he's trying to tweak Tim Anderson, have some fun with him, which I don't believe either. I believe he's trying to agitate him, but he said he's going to appeal. And I don't blame him, because if he's claiming it's not racist, I don't understand why he's being suspended. Major League Baseball saying he's being suspended because it incited a bench-clearing brawl. No, not the case, though, Major League Baseball, because it didn't incite a bench-clearing brawl. The thing that did was when Yasmani Grandal got into his face when Donaldson was coming to home plate. Yasmani Grandal had nothing from Josh Donaldson to start that. He was defending his teammate, but the words to Anderson didn't start a bench-clearing brawl. Yasmani Grandal's approach to Anderson started the bench-clearing brawl, and that's where we have to go into interpretation. What did Major League Baseball come up with? They never said it was racist. They said he incited a bench-clearing incident. But did he? I think Pandora's box has been sprung open now, because every time there's a bench-clearing incident, some player on one team is going to say, that guy insulted me. So if you're taking race out of the equation, this is what sports are about. Guys are trying to agitate other guys. And I think that by suspending Donaldson, you're setting a precedent now that you're going to have to carry out. Because if Major League Baseball is claiming this is not about race, okay, now we've drawn the line of bench jockeying and things that you could say on the field. Because if somebody is agitated and then starts a bench-clearing brawl, the person that agitated them are going to get suspended. We'll see.
Well, we have – and Ethan Katz, the pitching coach for the White Sox, tweeted, just one game, we all saw this malice at third a week ago, then this comment with the ridiculous excuse that followed. What's the point or message behind a one-game suspension? This is incredibly disappointing and plain frustrating.
Well, what did Ethan want?
Well, again, they've already had their judge and jury moment that Josh Donaldson's a racist. So they're coming from, I guess he should ban for life then because he's clearly a racist. So they've already made up their mind, Michael. See, this is what's so frustrating about the whole thing is that people are taking these leaps and bounds that may have more information than we do, or maybe they don't. I mean, that's the seriousness of these allegations, okay? Not defending Josh Donaldson. I don't know Josh. But you know what? There's a possibility that I don't know him any more than Tony La Russa does. But you know what? Tony La Russa's voice carries a lot more weight in Major League Baseball than Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, and Michael Kay. So when La Russa throws out racist, there's a lot of people that are going to clamor and say, well, now it's fact. Why would Tony say it? Like, Tony's got to realize when he throws those things out, they're very meaningful. And if Josh Donaldson's not a racist, it's a shame now that he's got to have that moniker because the White Sox have decided as judge and jury that he is. Now, maybe they're right. I don't know. But if they're not right, Michael, then is that fair for Josh Donaldson to have to wear that just because Tony La Russa and Ethan Katz or Tim Anderson or other White Sox have already decided that that was the case, that they got into his mind, know his motivation?
And also, like, for them dangerous. To say the incident that took place at third base in Chicago, was that race motivated? Or Josh Donaldson would probably do that to his cousin. He wants to win. And it was a hard, maybe unnecessarily hard tag. And that's part of sports and part of baseball. And you could say you disagreed with it. But don't try to tie race to it. He did it because Tim Anderson's black? Really? He wouldn't have done it to a white player on the White Sox? Come on.
But, you know, again, it's just – but I don't want to be insensitive enough to just dismiss it and say that, you know, Josh Donaldson's completely innocent here either. You know,
right.
It's
– how do we know?
But we don't know, but Peter – the words, especially from where they come from, matter. So White Sox fans, people that respect the opinions of some of these White Sox players are going to take the leap and say, well, Josh Donaldson's racist. And is that fair or not? I have no idea. I don't know the man. And we're making the assumption that they know him. Maybe they don't, but I know what, Tony La Russa is a Hall of Famer. People respect him. Some people don't, but a lot of people do, so his words matter. But you bring up a great point, Michael, as far as moving forward in this day and age, rightly or wrongly. Like I mentioned earlier, the NFL now has a penalty for, you know, saying racist things on the football field. Why do you think they put that penalty in? Because it was happening. Now, I think that certain words are completely deplorable, but you know we've gone decades in sports where all things, you can do whatever you want as a free-for-all, say whatever you want, gouge a guy's eye out in the pile as long as nobody saw you, as long as you get the ball at the end of the fumble, as long as you win the game. But if things are now changing, how far are they going to change? And now if you build your game around being an irritant, you better shut it down. You better come up with a different way of winning games, because I don't think this is going to end well for people like that. Because all you have to do is hit the wrong button, Michael, and you could be in trouble. Not just racially, but with the way people are feeling about mental illness now, the way people feel about transgender things. I mean, so if you throw anything out there that was a free-for-all 10 minutes ago, now you got to change it. Because it seems like what happens on the field of play matters now. Before, it didn't matter. There were no rules back then. Now there are rules.
Yeah, there are
so
different.
You better change your act.
There are different lines being drawn.
And, yeah.
And in society, not just in sports.
Wasn't there a feeling that once you got on the field to play, it didn't matter? Like the rules didn't apply. What happened outside the stadium didn't matter inside the stadium. But now I think that line's been crossed where, you know what, if you say something on the street and you say something at second base, it's the same thing.
Interesting. I think Major League Baseball has set a precedent here that's going to be very tough to enforce, because I think throughout sports, teams are trying to distract other players. They say things to other players. Again, we told you the Kevin Garnett thing. He said Happy Mother's Day to Tim Duncan when he knew that Tim Duncan's mother had died. I mean, the things that are said on a basketball court. Now, is that racist? Obviously not. But it's highly insensitive. Would he be suspended for that now?
I mean, I would take no issue with being suspended for something like
right.
that. You know, absolutely. I just wish, I just want people to hear these stories and not instantly fall into exactly what they would be predisposed to falling into. Like, we just don't know. And I know that's not sexy for sports talk radio. You want me to, you want us to get up here and either say, absolutely Josh Donaldson's not a racist, or absolutely he is. But the truth is, we don't know. The reason I err on the side of he should have just apologized was because the way it was being construed immediately, whether he meant it that way or not. And sometimes the answer is just to apologize, take it on the chin, and keep it moving. I think he could have avoided suspension with that. And I think, frankly, the Yankees are put in an awkward spot too. Michael talked about this earlier. But you don't want players in his own clubhouse who don't know him that well, let's just be honest, to pass judgment on him. So I think it should have been nipped by them handling it with an apology. That is not me stating that Josh Donaldson's a racist. I don't know that, but I will say this. Guys, this is not his first rodeo. The man has YouTube compilations dedicated to him being a real irritant over a 15-year career. So let's not pretend like this came out of nowhere. That doesn't mean it's racist, but it also doesn't mean it's right.
It's also interesting, Peter, that you bring that up. He's been an irritant all his life, and I'm sure he's been an irritant to white players too. That's why I think it's a little bit of a leap to say it was racist, because you could say it was a leap by Tim Anderson to have the audacity to compare himself to Jackie Robinson, one of the great Americans of all time, and to say that he's the next Jackie Robinson. So that was audacious. And then, as Aaron Boone said yesterday, Donaldson should know better. I mean, that's a name that you don't throw around. You don't have fun with the name Jackie Robinson. Just put it in your back pocket and say something else to him, because that's where it opens up, because Jackie Robinson represents racial progress in this country and also the fight for racial equality in this country. So when you use it in a flippant manner, it's up for being interpreted differently.
But I think people like Josh Donaldson, Sean Avery, Claude Lemieux, like the real irritant, they would say whatever they could to get under your skin. I think they're genuinely shocked when they offend, because Josh Donaldson probably figures, I've been doing this forever. This is the way I play the game. I don't mean anything by it. It's all just gamesmanship. I would not be surprised if Josh was really shocked that it got this kind of reaction, because he lives in a world where, listen, between the lines, it's a different world. And you don't get offended. This is just the way that it went. And if I see that you're getting offended, all the more reason for me to continue to do it. If it's going to irritate you, get under your skin, affect your at-bats, affect you in the field, all the more reason to continue to do it. And now I think those people have to realize that they're going to have to dial it down now, because the rules on the field apply the same as they do in real life.
Now, that's today's Around the Bases, brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store on NissanUSA.com. Let's go to Alan on the Upper West Side. Alan.
Yep. Hey, guys. I think that you guys have hit everything. And, Michael, when you came back in this from the last commercial break and put everything together, you laid it out perfectly. I think that they both are right in their mind. And the story, if I think you pumped them with truth serum, I think that Donaldson would tell you, when they read the article, that a lot of major league players started goofing on him, and he's carried it through. Everybody else probably stopped, and he likes to get under. He's shown that he's an a-hole. So I think that it's always been, like you said, he's always trying to get under his skin. It's a thing. I think that with Anderson, it was never accepted. He hated it. It bothered him. He just kind of smiled. He knew that Donaldson's reputation is an a-hole, and he's like, I'm not even going to bother. Maybe he said something, or somebody said something to Donaldson of lay off, and Donaldson's the type of guy that made it worse. Now he started calling him and went out of his way to see him. I don't know these things, but I think at the end of the day, he didn't say it was racist. I don't believe it's racist, but he's an a-hole, and it shouldn't have even got to this.
Well, I will tell you this, Alan. The one thing that I would, you know, push Donaldson on, you know, he's just trying to have fun. I don't think he was trying to have fun. He was trying to annoy Tim Anderson.
Which is
get
fun
under his skin, affect his play. He was not joshing with a buddy like I josh with Don and Pete. That's not what he was doing. He's an intense competitor. We keep using this word, but this is the best word for him. He's an irritant. He's a castigator. He likes to make trouble. He thinks that gives him an advantage. He has had a very hard upbringing. If you read his story, it's startling what he's gone through. Doesn't make excuses for the person that he is, but kind of maybe draws the picture of why he is this way. He's had to fight for everything and in really, really tough circumstances. So that being said, this guy has fought his way to this point where he makes $25 million a year. And he was not trying to have fun with Anderson. He knew that Anderson didn't like that he tagged him in Chicago the way he tagged him, and now it's become a running thing. And he was calling him this for the last 3 years, and now it continues. It wasn't about fun.
That's the part. I mean, that story he told was disingenuous. So that's the one thing that I have probably the biggest problem with from Donaldson was that whole story of, hey, we always did it, and it was funny. It's like, really? Did he always think it was funny? Because, like, you guys know, there's a person that we all know who I have a nickname for that I jokingly say to you two. If I was to say that nickname to said person, I don't think they would think it was funny if I said, no, it's just an inside joke. I think they think it was offensive. Like, if you joking on someone behind their back or saying something that's silly is different than saying it's a nickname they like or that they're okay with.
Let's go to Junior in Brooklyn. Junior.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So I'm, you know, I guess in today's terms, I'm, you know, Afro-Latino. I grew up in Brooklyn. I love Roberto Clemente. If someone asks me in a magazine and I call myself Roberto Clemente, and, you know, once I'm playing ball or whether it's baseball or whatever sport, you got to expect guys are going to talk trash to you, especially when your team is getting their behinds kicked. And if Tim Anderson had a real issue with him calling that name, he had more than a few opportunities to tell him, hey, don't talk to me like that. Don't say that to me. And I think an issue that I have is that when Grandal stepped to Donaldson, and I'm kind of jumping off a little bit over here, I think Aaron Judge or one of these other guys should have stepped to Grandal, because now I feel like the team is piling onto him. And I just feel like you said, Michael, this sets a bad precedent. Now every time someone's offended, is that other player going to get suspended? I don't think it's right. And now Donaldson, whether he is or he isn't, in the public eye, every stadium he plays at, he's going to be called a racist, and that's all because Tony La Russa went and made a comment without having all the facts, and we should have kept it to himself and let Tim Anderson speak for himself.
Now, one thing about Grandal stepping to Donaldson, I think that he should be suspended a game as well because he kind of initiated it, but the Judge was there in a moment. I mean, he's not holding Donaldson's hand. But, you know, Judge and Stanton being on one team kind of tilts the odds in the favor during a fight. I mean, they're humongous human beings, and Judge was right there. So you can't say Judge should have been there. Judge was there as soon as he could get there. But, you know, it's unfortunate. It happens. It was a terrible incident. I think that the White Sox used it to their advantage. After that incident where the benches cleared, they got right back in the game, closed it to 6-5. Then the Yankees ended up winning 7-5. And yesterday in a doubleheader, the Yankees scored one run. They wasted two great pitching performances, one by Tyone and one by Severino, and their bullpen imploded, and they couldn't hit. So everything that has gone right, now the COVID ILs of Donaldson today and Gallo yesterday and Higashioka yesterday and then Chad Green getting Tommy John surgery and Luis Gil getting Tommy John surgery, everything that had been going right for the Yankees, now it's evening out a little bit, and we've got to see how they play starting tonight against the Orioles. We'll come back, continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, LeGreco, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
These topics are, for the most part, can't win, because there are people deeply embedded on each side. And I think that we've been kind of nuanced. But then there's Carlos on Twitter who's listening. Please call in, Carlos, rather than taking cheap shots on Twitter. He said, totally tone-deaf conversation on TMK. Sad that Rosenberg and LaGreca can't disagree with Michael defending the Yankees and in turn Donaldson.
What?
Shake my head. Now, first of all, Carlos, talk about deaf. You might not be hearing this right. Have I defended Donaldson? I'm sorry. I think the mantle of calling someone a racist does have to come with the heavy burden of proof. I've said that the use of the name Jackie was inappropriate, and I am not going to brandish a label on somebody that will hang with that person for everyone. I have no proof. You have proof, Carlos? Tell me the proof that you have that Donaldson's a racist. And what have Don and Peter done but given their opinion? They don't carry my bag.
Oh, believe me, you know how many times Michael and I get into it on the air and Peter and I get into it? We just have our opinion. Sometimes we share the same. The opinion I think all three of us have on this is there's no way to tell. Now, there's nuance and different conversation that we've been able to have over the last 2.5 hours, but nobody can definitively tell. But you know what happens, Michael? You have people that want Donaldson to be racist because maybe they feel like they don't like him, or maybe they're not fans of the Yankee, so they want a Yankee to have a racist. And there are people that blindly support Josh Donaldson because he's a Yankee, and they're a Yankee fan. So there's that part of it, too. I have no rooting interest. I don't want to sit there and root for somebody to be a racist or not be a racist. That's not the conversation I want to have on a sports show. But when it comes up, you look at the evidence that's presented. But at the end of the day, I know Peter said it, it's kind of boring radio, but the point at the end of the day is always going to be we don't know. We don't know what's in his heart. And also, don't give me the whole, well, he's a bad guy or this incident or that incident. Just because he might be a bad guy or play a different game than you like doesn't make him a racist. It was like my problem with Ron Darling with his book. Just because Lenny Dykstra's a criminal and in many people's eyes a bad guy doesn't necessarily make him a racist. You know, so, and that's why I think Tony La Russa was wrong to make that kind of a leap. Unless he's got information we don't. That was an awful thing to put on somebody based on the information that we have.
And also, let's just be real. There are some people who are just immediately, unfortunately, the way things are right now, people just make a decision immediately that they don't want it to be racist. They're going to say it was not racist. Like, I can sit, the people who are coming after me, telling me that I'm calling it racist, shows me that they already decided it's not racist because I came out and said very clearly, I think all of us did, we don't know. We just don't know. So just stop making your mind up without looking at the story. Like, everyone is just coming in with such an angle. Like, I just want to be honest. There are a lot of white people who are just sick of hearing about race. Like, the last few years, if you are not a white person who already thought about race a lot, like it was something you just avoided, kind of had your head down, lived your life, and didn't really think about it. The last few years has been a wake-up call. And let's just be realistic, guys. Some people are done talking about it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm sorry, the issue has not died.
Yeah, sorry to irritate you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the hundreds of years of oppression conversation has bothered you for the last couple of years to talk about. But it's not going to go away. And that doesn't make Josh Donaldson a racist at all. But it does mean that the conversations have to have some nuance, and that's not always easy to do.
It is interesting, though, Peter. There are people that have come out, and they woke up today and said, that's it, he's not racist. And there's an equal number of people that have gotten up today and said, no, he is racist.
Well, then they're both wrong. Based on the information that we have, if you are definitively on one side or the other, then you are inherently biased on this. Because what information do we have where we can say definitively either way? Unless that's the way you're rooting or the way you want it to be. Is there enough evidence, guys, that Josh Donaldson definitely is a racist? No, I don't think so. Is there enough evidence to say he's definitely not? No.
But I think that in a case like this, you need more evidence that he is than he's not. I don't know you could prove a negative. So I don't know if there's evidence to prove he's not racist. You need evidence to prove he's racist. And we don't have it. And if you think you have it, Carlos, call up and tell me what evidence you have. We have said that the guy has historically been an irritant to the opposition and many times to his own teammates. Liam Hendricks was a teammate of his and said that his explanation was horse bleep. But Liam Hendricks is now a teammate of Tim Anderson.
See, that's
so
good.
He's defending him.
That's a good point. We're all trying to do what's right or here and be honest and forthright and all that stuff. But in sports, teammates are just going to blindly be loyal to their teammate. Right? So it's not even, but and that's why I think it's kind of insensitive to Josh in the sense that while Tony La Russa is blindly supporting his one of his players, he's really putting a moniker on somebody that either deserves it or doesn't deserve it. I understand you want to show support to Tim Anderson. I get it. You can show support to him, but definitively say you know, the bring out the racist card, even before Tim Anderson did, you know, really created a tinderbox here that at least based on the information might be unfair.
I do think it's important, though, that we mention that loaded into this is the fact that Tim Anderson is a black ball player who often is asked to speak about black issues and why baseball has problems with African Americans. We cannot deny that this is a sport that in 1981 was 20-something percent black and is now just over 7% black. And Tim Anderson is one of the most recognizable, outspoken black American players. You kind of can't remove all of that with the fact that then a white player referred to him as Jackie, regardless of everything else. Like, you have to look at the whole picture fairly. Guys, we can't sit here and live in denial that these days, African-American players in Major League Baseball stand out. Like, when you see a black player who does not have a Latin name, it's not very common in baseball. We cannot ignore that that issue hangs over the entire thing.
Let's go to Andrew in Edison. Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
Michael.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Okay,
good.
First time in a long time.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to tell Don that I'm a huge Devils fan, and you're on my top two list for the vacant play-by-play.
Who's the other one?
Yeah, I'd love to know the other one.
I don't want to say. He might work for another station.
That's all right.
Listen, we don't care. We have
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I want to talk a little bit about I was watching Jason Kelce when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I don't know if everyone remembers the speech, but he used the F word tens of times, many times. And at that point, I was thinking, maybe I'm in the minority, but I'm really insulted by that. And I'm afraid to get a young person into football these days because I know that curse words that I find insulting are thrown around way too much, whether it's off the field, on the field. We're not privy to everything that's said on the field, but I know that really bad words are being said all the time on the field.
Wait a minute, Andrew, then you can't get a kid interested in politics too, because now they use curse words in politics.
Completely agreed, and I don't think I'm a minority. Maybe people don't say it, but I think many people would appreciate if all people of power would set good examples for our children. So if we're going to start suspending people, such as Josh Donaldson now, which I'm not either for or against, I don't know who he is. I really think that if we're going to suspend him for this, we should be suspending people for things that we should be suspending people for saying words that I think a majority of people find offensive, even though it's thrown around so much nowadays. I still think that, and a lot of people find a lot of things that people say are offensive. So suspending
it's a deep dive what you're saying here. Yeah, there are a lot of words that are offensive, but I think that in today's world, you can't say something that can be interpreted as racist. You could say, I mean, there are a lot of people that are not offended by curse words. I mean, David Ortiz became an idol, an icon for cursing in front of a full Fenway Park house after the Boston Marathon killings.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that was the Boston Strong thing. And he said the F word, and people think that it's the greatest speech of all time. So everybody hears things differently, but race, that's not really debatable.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
When he uses the name Jackie, I think Jackie is a name that you just leave out of the conversation if you're Josh Donaldson. Call him something else.
I wouldn't have hated, by the way, Major League Baseball being blunt like that in their description of it. Like, hey, we're not judging the moral fiber of Josh Donaldson. We're not saying he's a racist. We're suspending him because it was in poor judgment to even talk that way about Jackie Robinson.
Right.
Like, that would have been fine. Like, Major League Baseball has an obscene amount of reverence, with good reason, for Jackie Robinson. He's the only player who has a day named after him where the entire league wears his jersey. So for them to treat him like God in some respect and say, we just don't use his name in vain, that would have been fine. Major League Baseball should say that.
They're reacting to Tim Anderson's comments, La Russa's comments, and then eventually what happened on the field. You know, if an umpire overheard Donaldson saying this to Tim Anderson, he wouldn't have thrown him out of the game. If he said something else, he might have thrown him out of the game. So,
did you see this this tweet, Peter?
Which one?
Michael Stasiuk has a picture of his young daughter just staring at the screen, and Don's on it. And Michael writes, my daughter is convinced Don LaGreca is Santa Claus and has finally taken an interest in TMKS.
Well,
I'm you know what's funny you say that because I'm pulling up the TV right now. Wow. Don, you're going with this beard thing. And we are going to get, if we have a holiday party this year, Don, you really could be full on Santa by then.
I like where it's at right now. I don't want it to get any longer.
Okay. You're not going to let it hang.
I'm not going to go David Letterman.
Okay. So no Santa
Claus. But right now, if this is what Santa Claus looks like on May 23rd, then don't take any chances. I may be. So you be good, for goodness sake, because you want me possibly on the eve of December 25th to come swing by your house and give you lots of toys. So
that's right.
Don't take any chances. But I like it right now. I really do.
Well, if you know, that young demo will eventually become the demo that we crave. So you just keep being you, Don.
But
kids love you.
Do you like it?
I think you look terrific. I like everything about you, and I always have.
And you didn't like the long hair, so I know that these responses are genuine because you didn't like the long hair.
No, it's disgusting.
But I think this is neat. It's nice, but I don't want to make it any longer. But well, I'm gonna get my hair cut soon, and I'll have him trim the beard up a little bit.
You know what I think people have overlooked, by the way, throughout this entire thing that we've been discussing?
What's that?
Is that regardless of whether you feel it was racist or just nasty, if you're a Yankee fan, it wasn't good. It didn't help you. Like, I know everyone wants to pretend bulletin board fodder doesn't matter and teams don't get motivated. I don't know, guys. The White Sox seem pretty motivated after that.
Let's take a brief time out. We'll come back, take more phone calls. We have ENN coming up at 6. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Chris in Mahwah. Chris.
Hi, I just wanted to call and give Peter a little bit of pushback on saying that the MLB might have a race problem because, one, I think it's arguably the most diverse sports league in the world, possibly with the exception of some European soccer teams, leagues. Also, while it's true that the rate of African-American players have been dropping since the 80s, it's also true that I would think that the rate of Hispanic players has also been rising. So, and also the rate of black players in both basketball and football has also been rising. So it might be the case that the great athletes in the black community are simply choosing to go to another sport rather than baseball.
I don't disagree with you in that, but that still doesn't make it not a problem. And I've spoken to people at Major League Baseball who are well aware that they are unhappy with it being under 8%. You're right. Of course, the number of Hispanic ball players has gone up, and that's great. And we know that Major League Baseball has prioritized Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, all these different places to find players. But I think we all would agree the game would be better and be in a better place and more popular, more culturally relevant if there were more African Americans playing the game.
But I can't speak for the caller, but I would push back. I don't want there to be an intimation that they're not black players because they're racist. They're not black players because black players feel it's a better, quicker path to participate in other sports. We don't have to spend 5 years in the minor leagues making no money whatsoever. So I think Major League Baseball is losing the black players to other sports where you can go directly into the pros after you play in college or in high school. So I don't think it's, you know, teams are getting together. We're not drafting black players because we're racist.
Oh,
No,
that's I didn't. I hope I didn't remotely imply
See,
that.
See, I think that he might have thought you were intimating that.
No,
this isn't
about ball clubs being racist. This is about Major League Baseball not doing a great job spreading the game in the African American community over the last 30 years. That to me is what it's about. I know they've tried. I know over the last few years initiatives have picked up, but I just think it's about them not. Not really reaching that audience in a way that kids want to grow up and be a major league ball player. I don't think it's because they don't want it. I think actually quite the opposite.
I don't even know if it's about reaching the audience, Peter. I just think the path to becoming a major leaguer is too arduous. It's just too arduous. And if you have other choices, and if you're a great athlete, you take those other choices.
But
I mean,
think about it.
There's no way that Major League Baseball could say, okay, I'm going to snap our fingers, and the second you get drafted, you become a big leaguer. In the pros, in basketball and in football, you become a big leaguer right away.
But there are so many more opportunities in baseball to at least get in the door. So many players get an opportunity to get into the system. I mean, basketball, the odds you're trying to play with are so small, and you have a little G League. With baseball, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of minor league ball players. I don't know. I feel like I hear what you're saying, but that still seems like just work needs to be done.
We're going to say goodbye to Yes.
That's
so we want to do it in the proper manner, but the show's not over, everybody.
No.
Not even close.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Full hour left, actually.
It's a full hour, and the beginning of that hour is ENN.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a choice that Yes is making. They'd rather have the BP show than ENN.
Well, it's a mistake. It's a choice,
but it's their choice, Don. It's their airwaves.
It's their mistake.
Well, if you think it's a mistake, they might provide ratings that will tell you otherwise.
I don't think so. No way.
Bye, Yes. Let's take some more phone calls. Tom in Connecticut. Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't want to miss Peter. Hello.
Hello.
You know, they don't say his name.
Thank you, Michael.
Don, you're right. You convinced me about hockey. I really got into hockey the past year and a half. I've been watching it.
Okay.
And I never had a team, and I'm a Ranger fan. Now, I'm not a front runner because I never had a team.
Right.
But I'm a New Yorker. I'm a Connecticut guy. Root for New York teams. And I like what I like most about hockey, there's no fluff. The guy was a jerk yesterday. They put him into next week. That's it. They don't fool around there. I like that. And incredible how hard these guys work hard to play and just to give 100%. Sometimes, you know, in hockey, they do it all the time. I think if you don't, you get killed. You get hurt.
You gotta come with an effort for sure. But you wanted to he's gone. He wanted to ask about
it was meandering.
His fan approval,
sorry.
But I know I think you did the right thing. But I do love it when fans say that they get into hockey. It's exposure that Peter's talking about. And I got to tell you, going back to ESPN has been a godsend for this sport. No offense to NBC Sportsnet, they did a great job for the 20 years that they had it, but. There's something about ESPN. There's something about being on an all-sports network that people have as part of their everyday that I think has really put this sport back on the map. It really has.
Don, I'm going to make you smile. I think this will make you smile.
Yes.
So my brother-in-law and sister took the kids to the hockey game yesterday.
Good. So Charlie got to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Charlie was totally engaged. He's doing, hey, 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 you know, the whole thing. He's chanting Igor. And he calls Heedle. He said, I like this player, Flip Cheadle.
Well.
And then I corrected him, but now he goes, I actually like it better, Flip Cheadle.
Yeah, it sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah, Flip Cheadle.
Flip Cheadle.
They had a wonderful time, a great game, too.
Don, kind of surprising Michael didn't mention until 6 o'clock, Yes, audience already gone, that Charlie ended up
going.
Because
that was a big thing that we talked about. I know this was a big day with the whole Anderson thing.
You know, we've kind of had other stuff to do.
No, but we carved in your 20 minutes of, the Yes boot and SNY. We could have carved in at least 2 minutes on a thing that we spent so much time on last week about Charlie not getting to go to this game, and he got to go, which is awesome.
Little known fact, we've got another 16 hours of the show starting tomorrow at 3:00.
Okay. Well, I hear you, but by then we'll be on to game 4. I mean, this was game 3.
No, game 4 will be played tomorrow.
That's right.
I understand that.
Yes, no, really.
Don, you hear what I'm saying?
Do you have ENN?
Oh, yeah.
Is it ready? Oh my God.
In his hot little hands.
It's like one of those dreams, right? You forgot to study for the test. I forgot.
Like Ray Rowe.
Yeah. Completely forgot about ENN.
All right, we'll see what Peter comes up with when we get back right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.